everyone, this is Mary from Rock of Life Fellowship. I lead the praise and worship music, and I'm also one of the youth and teen leaders. Rock of Life is a new place in Chico where people gather to learn that Jesus is real, always relevant, and wants a relationship with you. Each week, Pastor Alfredo shares a message from the Word of God that is current, relevant, and challenges us to grow our relationship with Jesus. Pastor Alfredo is also a worship leader and former singer of the Christian rock band, JBC. We get together each Sunday at 10 a.m. at 2090 Amanda Way at the Little Chico Creek Elementary School, two blocks past Winco off Forest Avenue. Now here's Pastor Alfredo with a recent Rock of Life message.
So we spent an entire week in Fresno, at least Monday through Friday. And if you don't know, our covering is the Church of God. And it's based out of the South. And there's a lot of different approaches. There's 132 Churches of God in California and Nevada. And we may have different approaches, but it's all about the Word of God. It's, you know, because Southern hospitality is really different than in L.A. hospitality. Like in the South, they just take their time and they're just saying, you know, and I remember Brother Bob when we played soccer in the fifth grade, and, you know, they're saying all these things, but like L.A. church is like, hey, next up we have Jim. Come on up, Jim. Let's go. Get to the Word. And it's like there's this big thing of rush in L.A. and in the South, they take their time. And I thought that was great. I thought it was hilarious. But I actually just want to take a moment to welcome everybody that may be a first-time visitor. What we want to do is really talk today about, you know, who we are, who Rock of Life is, but the biblical foundation of a church and what it means to be a church and what God says about that. But first, I got to tell you something that happened over the weekend. That's completely the wrong slide. Go to the next one. Is there another title? No. Go to the next one. Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Okay, go back. Like, you leave it there. That's fine. The name of the title of the message today is, okay, I'm in church. Now what? All right? That's kind of about the basics of what this message would be today. But something funny happened. I think it was Wednesday night. Linda does the bulletin. And she always asks me about midweek, well, what's the name of your message and what's the Bible verse? And I always text it to her and I'll say it's, you know, last week was Father's Day, so I said, oh, Father is the ultimate protector. I sent it to her. So Wednesday night, she sends me this, I think it was Wednesday, right? Yeah. She sends me a text message, and we were during the service, and it says, hey, what's the title of the message for Sunday? So I could do the bulletin, and I texted her back, okay, I'm in church, now what? And she kicks me back a text message and says, no, I just need the message. I know you're in church, but can you just send it to me when you have time? And I started thinking about it because she texted me for the name and I said, okay, well, I'm in church. Now what? Like, what do you want now? And I felt really bad because I texted her back and I said, no, that's the title of the message. And I told her, can you go to the slide before this? And I texted her back and I said, in the Bible verse is Acts 2:42, which is all the believers devoted themselves to apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. And I said, well, that's the title of the message. And she never responded back. And it was already like 10-something. So I'm figuring she went to bed after I'd said, you know, now what? And she cried herself to sleep. And I was thinking, all the worship team was going, oh no, she probably thought you were being rude. And I'm like, oh no, I didn't mean that. But what I wanted to do was welcome you to the Rock of Life open house. It is Invite a Friend Sunday. And if you've been here for a while, you know, this might be a little bit of a refreshing here and there. But I wanted to review Rock of Life's origin and our purpose and how we developed the mission and our core beliefs. We've been here now 2 years and, is it 8 months? Yeah, 2 years and 8 months. If I would have said 7, my wife would have said 8. 2 years and 8 months. And about every 6 months or so, like Pastor Rick said, we want to kind of let everybody know what we're about. And see, we've been here in this building. This is the only building we've ever been in. 9 months, thank you. But it's great to be a gathering church, people that get together. But I wanted to review basically how we got here. And just about me really quick, and I'm going to go really fast. I grew up Catholic, and I went to Sunday school and catechism, did my first Holy Communion and everything. And I really believe that I know I accepted Jesus at a young age. And then, hey, Mike, can you turn this down just a little bit? And I did good in high school with my relationship with God, but then I went to college, and I didn't do too well in college. Any hands? Anybody? No? No? No, don't raise your hands. It's okay. And I loved music, and I wanted to be a singer, so I was in bands here and there, and I went to L.A., and I joined a bunch of bands in L.A., and, you know, trying to seek fame and fortune and stuff like that, and that didn't work out too well. And I, you know, was married and had little kids, and we said, okay, we don't want to grow up in this area with little kids, so we decided we would move by Debbie's parents here in Paradise. And she walks into church and says, hey, there's this church with a really good team and band and music. And I said, okay, I'll try it. And within about a year, I became a worship leader and a guitar player. And I rededicated my life to the Lord. And then I started working with Champion Christian School. That's where I met Pastor Rick. And he's, you know, has been a principal of Paradise High School. And I think he opened up Woodland High School and set that one going. And he works at Chico State University, and he's got a degree in everything but basket weaving. And but we formed we became real good friends, and we just decided that the Lord was calling us to go to pastor school. And when God says, hey, open up a ministry and call it Rocket Life Fellowship, that's kind of the easy part. Now, the time now that we've been here 2 years and 8-9 months, that's the part that we want to make sure that we get absolutely right. So I'm going to review a few things for you. And the first one is, what does church mean? I mean, what are we supposed to be doing in church? I mean, okay, I'm in church, now what? So, and I went through that period of my life where I started going back to the church for a long time, and I did. I kind of walked in and said, okay, now what? I'm here. I kind of know what church is about from my experiences, but do I know what church is about the way God lays it out? Because sometimes man can get in there and muddy it up a little bit, and maybe unintentionally, but sometimes we go to church and we figure, well, I went to church once, I tried it, didn't like it. Well, I want to make sure that it's very clearly defined what God says church is. So I'm going to give you this. It's a noun, a person, place, or thing. It's a building used for public Christian worship. This is from Merriam-Webster. Like example, they came to church with me. They mean it as a place. Some more synonyms are like that place of worship, the house of God, house of worship, a cathedral, an abbey, a chapel, a basilica, and they have different versions of what they call a church. But how does God define church in His Word? He says, well, the church comes from a Greek word called ecclesia, which is defined as an assembly, a gathering, and a word called kaleo, which means to call. It's to call people. And that prefix, ek, is out. The word basically means the called out ones. It's not a noun. It's not that place. This is people. It's a person. So this is God's definition. It means the called out ones. The root meaning of church is not the building, it's the people. Let me give you Hebrews 10, 23-25. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope that we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep His promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works, and let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that His return is drawing near. Some translations, instead of saying, you know, neglect our meeting together, they'll say the assembly of the people. Sounds like a good idea, right? You get like 100+ people from different walks of life and different styles and different experiences. You put them all together and you say, okay, everybody, get along. Get along. Well, when you gather together, then what's the purpose? If we're to gather together and become like one body, one people, what is that purpose? Because, let me give you a highlight. This is a relatively new place for us to gather. it doesn't matter that we meet in a school's multi-purpose room. Because when we gather and we put up the cross and we sing songs to the Lord and we dedicate what we do to the Lord and we come here to have a relationship with Christ, this is God's house. Whenever there's two or more gathered, God says, there I am with them. So let's remind ourselves just exactly what is the purpose of us gathering together and being God's church. The book of Acts, chapter 2, is pretty much the mission statement, the purpose, the vision for us gathering together to become a church. The believers basically formed a community. Acts 2, 41 to 47, I can read all of Acts, but let me just focus on this. Peter was preaching and telling people what they must do to be saved. What they must do to have this relationship with Jesus. And he says, each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God, and then be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And then you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts says that those people that were listening to Peter, they were baptized and they were added to the church. And it says about 3,000 people in all that day. It says about. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship and the sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper. And it says, and to prayer. And it says, and a deep sense of awe came over all of them. And then it says, the apostles performed miracles, signs, and wonders. And the believers met together in one place, and they shared everything. At that time, they'd sold their property, their possessions. They shared the money with those people that were in need. They worshiped together at the temple. They sang songs. They ministered to the Lord. Then they started meeting in homes. And then they started having supper together. And then they did the Lord's Supper in remembrance of Christ. They shared their meals. It says they had great joy and generosity, all while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. So wow, like 3,000 people. They gathered together all of these different people to learn about Christ, to develop a relationship, to be able to meet one another and go through their trials and their struggles and come together. And somebody was in need, they prayed for them. Or if somebody was struggling with financials, they'd help them out. Or if somebody didn't have a home, they'd bring them into their home. These people became a community, not just a building, but a community to serve God. And the book of Acts, the disciple Luke wrote and described the purpose, the focus, and the actions of the church. I'm going to give you a quick recap. They became a fellowship of believers. They met together in one place. They taught. They did fellowship. They heard God's word so they can further grow their relationship with Jesus. People who did not yet have a relationship with God had an opportunity to be introduced to Jesus. They helped each other in times of need. They filled their homes. They shared meals. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they saw God do signs and wonders. It was a place to pray. It was a safe place to get together just as you are and see what God could do in your life. There were people that were tired, broken, beat up, had bad experiences. They came to a place to experience love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness. All while focusing on God. Telling God how awesome He is, which is why we open up every service with a certain amount of time to tell God how much we love Him. We express it through music. We express it through our giving. We express it through sharing the Word. We express it when we walk up to somebody and say, hi, how are you? Genuinely and authentically. And I know it sounds like a lot, but it is. It is a lot. And it's hard to explain to somebody, especially nowadays when you hear on, you know, news stations or you hear somebody who may not have a relationship with God or may not, but they try to explain what Jesus is about. They try to explain what the church is supposed to be about. And it's really tough when there's a lot of convoluted messages out there. I'm going to show you a quick video. This is Pastor Jay Johns. I think I showed this the first month we were open. And he explains it pretty well, not just what a pastor does, but what the purpose of the church is. So I'm going to have maybe David shut down the lights a little bit, and I'm going to have this video. It's only a couple of minutes, and it helps explain the church.
People often say to me, they say, "Jay John, you know, what do you do?" And it's always very difficult to know what to say. Because if I say to you that I'm a reverend, which I am, that conjures up certain images in people's minds as to what I might be. So I like to be a little bit creative in telling people what I do. I sat next to this lady on an aeroplane at Heathrow Airport, and I said, "Hello." She said, "Well, hello." And I said, "Where are you going?" And she says, "I'm going to Singapore." Then she said to me, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to Australia." I said, "What do you do?" And she told me. Then she said, "What do you do?" And I said, "Well, I work for a global enterprise." She said, "Do you?" I said, "Yes, I do." I said, "We've got outlets in nearly every country of the world." She said, "Have you?" I said, "Yes, we have." I said, "We've got hospitals and hospices and homeless shelters." I said, "We do marriage work. We've got orphanages. We've got feeding programs, educational programs." I said, "We do all sorts of justice and reconciliation things." I said, "Basically, we look after people from birth to death, and we deal in the area of behavioral alteration." She went, "Wow!" And it was so loud, her wow, loads of people turned around and looked at us. She says, "What's it called?" I said, "It's called the church." And that's it really, isn't it? We are a follower of Jesus, and we are part of a global enterprise. But not only is it global, it's intergalactic, because it includes everyone that's gone before us.
Wow. You didn't hear what he said at the end. It's called the Church of God, right? That's kind of what he said. I'm going to have Pastor Rick and do this next section here. Thank you.
You want to know what a tough act to follow is? That's the tough act. So I want to just take a couple of minutes as the associate pastor and one who was in on the founding of Rock of Life Fellowship from the start. Pastor Alfredo mentioned that we worked together, and that how we came together was a Champion Christian School, where I was the principal of that school and he was our head board member. And gosh, it's been about, 11, 12 years now, since we've been together. But it gave us an opportunity at that time to really know each other, know what was in our hearts, know what God wanted from us individually and corporately. And that's what caused us to launch off to go be trained as pastors and to seek to start a church of our own. And it was no small feat, as you can imagine. Started out in his family room with mostly family and a few people here and there. And we just sort of let God take that and take us where he wanted to go. We actually got to the point where we knew we needed a name for this church. And one of the things that is in our mind, and it was one of the things he talked about, was many times people, when you say church, they conjure up this image of a building. And we did not want that for Rock of Life Fellowship. We inserted the term fellowship instead of church, because we really believe that's what it is, a fellowship of believers. We can do all things through God who strengthens us, right? Because we're believers. And we want that to be the message. So, obviously, the Rock of Life, I'll go into a couple of scriptures as to why we came to that term. But this vision was given to Pastor Alfredo, our lead pastor, and I supported it wholeheartedly in terms of what we wanted this church to be, and I will say church in that sense because we know we're talking about a body of believers. Let me just put my glasses on so I can see here. Okay. we want you to know that all along the biggest point for us was to be directed by the Word of God. So we immersed ourselves in the Word to find out what is it that He wants from Rock of Life. And we really do believe that God created this as a unique ministry. We're probably unlike other churches. If you've been in other places, we don't do that to try and be different. We just, this is our mission. And it's a combination of worship, praising God, and also fellowshipping together, also reaching out to our community. All those things are the facets of Rock of Life. So we, and I think it's important that especially some of you who are new today, because I know we do have new people, just get a little background on Rock of Life. And I want to just share with you for a couple of minutes the three cornerstone things that are important for us. And the first of all is the vision that we have. We wanted to build a place that not only serves our community, but provides messages that tells everybody a very clear, simple message about God, about Jesus, and about the Holy Spirit. And that's according to His Word and His Holy Bible. We want to also offer people the opportunity to hear the gospel in a different way, but a way that maybe speaks to your own heart. And I think you would agree with me that Pastor Alfredo brings that in the messages that he brings to us. We look at the spoken word, we praise, we worship through music and singing, especially through our lifestyle and our actions. Because we say here, you might be the only Bible that people read. And they need to be able to see the words of the Bible in you, in your actions. And so part of our mission is to strengthen you to be able to do that willingly and competently, representing God's Word out in the world. And last, to build a community that invites and welcomes people of all age groups, I hope you will see that we work hard to have a welcoming atmosphere here. And it's from the heart. It's not something we plan and we tell people to go around. But just our greeting of one another here. It's greeting brothers and sisters in the Lord. And that's very special. We don't get that opportunity in our work world, most of us. Do we have a mission? Thank you. So here's our simple mission. Three things. And we kind of talked about this before. So Jesus is real. Jesus is relevant. In other words, He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And He wants a relationship with you. So those are the three things that we seek to honor with what we do in Rock of Life Fellowship. We want to be sure that you understand Jesus is not a fictitious character. This is not just another history book that's being told. This is the Word of God. Secondly, what He has to say to us is relevant to our lives. So we need to pay attention to that. Most of all, He loves us so much that He wants a relationship with us. And so what can we do at Rock of Life to help build that relationship? So the vision and the mission really stood on the cornerstone of some core values that we have. And I'll share those with you. Number one, we believe that the Word of God is 100% truth. We don't pick and choose things. The Bible is God's Word. So we believe that, and we believe that 100% of the time. Then to build a relationship with Jesus Christ, love God the Father, and to let the Holy Spirit guide us in our daily lives. So that's another core value of this church. And love one another as Christ loves us. So those are the reasons that we felt Rock of Life had to come into being. And we really have, as far as the structure, we began with a lead pastor and myself. Pastor Debbie went off to school, bless her heart, and also became the third pastor. We have started from the very beginning working with a pastor's council. And this group advises, it's a leadership council. We meet regularly, and that pastor's council helps keep us true to our vision, mission, and our core values. We examine everything we do and make sure that it fits what we've laid out in front of us. Now, as we've grown, we've grown as a church, starting with 7 or 8 people, to what, maybe 125, 130, 150 on a great day. So had to add some infrastructure, and a lot of that has to do with some of the programs we have. So you've seen in the bulletin, all you need to do is look in there and see there are a lot of ways to reach out. And Rod keeps talking about get connected. Well, you got to get connected with each other, and that's really fulfilling God's purpose. As we grow as brothers and sisters in the Lord, we'll encourage each other, and in that way we'll accomplish His purposes for us. So we've added some structure along the way. I think it's important as kind of the administrative pastor to let you know that really for the first couple of years of the church, no one received any compensation for their efforts here. We finally got to the point where we could offer our senior pastor a very modest salary, which we've done. We only have one other paid person, and that's a stipend, and that's to our clerk, who keeps us on track and honest with the Church of God's business. And so the money you give really generates either the use of this facility or it goes into our work in the community. And we want you to know that. That's important for us to know. Many of you belong to churches where that may not be the case. And so that's what we're about in Rock of Life Fellowship. I want to give you three scriptures, and if you can put those up, Linda. These are, again, foundational scriptures for our body of believers. First one being Matthew 16:15-18. Jesus was asking his disciples if they understood who he was. Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John. Because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any other human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." So I think you can see one of the reasons that we took Rock of Life was coming from the scripture. The second one also gives us a point towards that, Luke 6:47-48. In this scripture it said, "I will show you what it's like when someone wise comes to me, listens to my teaching, and then follows it. It's like a person building a house who digs deep and lays a foundation on solid rock."
Hey everyone, this is Tommy from Rock of Life. I'm also a youth pastor and teen leader along with my wife, Mary. You can listen to Pastor Alfredo's messages here on KKXX at 12 noon Monday through Friday. You can also hit us up on our website at rockoflifechico.org to see Pastor Alfredo's messages on our YouTube channel link. And feel free to like us on Facebook. If you were inspired and blessed by today's message and would like to continue to hear more from Rock of Life on this radio program, visit our website, rockoflifechico.org, and support us with a one-time or monthly donation. At Rock of Life, we're a family, and everyone is welcome to come as they are, grow, or start your relationship with Jesus. Join us for weekly Bible studies for men, women, and teens, and check out the event calendar on our website for dates and times.
Thanks for listening, and see you on Sunday.